Allow me today to run a word by you. Trepidation. Straight away, it takes you to a place you've been before, a fear of agitation about something that might happen. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Trepidation is a place that, given the choice, none of us would ever go to again, right? And yet, as our lives unfold, threats, dangers, uncertainties that lead us once more into that place are sure to come our way. And whilst fear is a natural protective response, if you've placed your trust in Jesus, that sense of trepidation is one that you can and should overcome. Let's listen to King David, who faced years of threats against his life. Years. Think about that. Psalm 18, verses 3 to 6. I called to the Lord for help, and he saved me from my enemies. He is worthy of my praise. Death had its ropes wrapped around me. A deadly flood was carrying me away. The ropes of the grave wrapped around me. Death set its trap right there in front of me. In my trouble, I called to the Lord. Yes, I cried out to my God for help. There in his temple, he heard my voice. He heard my cry for help. David never shied away from expressing his fears. Man, they were real, very real. But as he poured them out to God, you see time and time again that his trepidation turned into anticipation. As he lifted his gaze from the threat before him to the God above him, his heart was strengthened. He began to look forward to what God would do. That's what happens when you pray. Trepidation becomes anticipation. And that's God's word, fresh for you today. Friend, no matter what you're facing, the truth of the matter is that the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.